everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Navigating the Tech Frontier, where you'll get actionable insights and firsthand experience from fellow tech executives. I'm your host, Jenny Fong, VP of Product Marketing for Apptio, an IBM company. And I'm joined today by Brian Toba, Technology Director at Allstate. Today, we're going to delve into how Allstate navigated a significant technology transformation and organizational change. Thanks for coming on the show with us today, Brian.
Thank you for having me.
Brian, it'd be great to hear a little bit of background about Allstate and specifically what your role there is.
So Allstate, you know, everyone knows as an insurance company, but we also have several other brands under the Allstate umbrella. We acquired large insurance companies such as NatGen, a Canadian insurance company, as well as companies that weren't directly tied to insurance, like SquareTrade and identity protection companies as well. And so one of our main focuses, you know, has been, especially of late, is really trying to integrate the spend as well as the, you know, other types of information, you know, from an IT perspective that, you know, people would integrate into a TBM platform. And so combined, our IT spend is about $1.7 billion. And a lot of our focus is, one, you know, providing that, you know, cost transparency around it, but also really tying to, you know, to really represent, like, the value of what we're deriving from that, you know, IT investment is as well.
Now, can you talk a little bit about what has evolved since those early days? What has changed in the organization?
As a lot of organizations have done of late, is less focus on just expense and more of a focus on value, and really trying to drive the connection between outcomes that's actually tied to the delivery of work that technology does. And so we adopted the outcome-based delivery model, or OBD, as part of a broader organizational change that started about a year and a half, 2 years ago, but has really started to take hold this year. And so really our focus has been, how do we align the resources that we have in technology to the actual outcomes that the business is hoping to achieve?
And so this new outcome-based framework, is that being spearheaded by any other changes that you're making inside the organization?
Yes, as part of that, you know, 2 weeks after I started 2.5 years ago, we hired a new CIO who was previously the head of architecture at Allstate that left for a few years and came back, and now he's the CIO. And he implemented a model that was more of a durable, fixed capacity product team model. And so as part of that effort, a lot of the emphasis is focused more on what are the biggest value initiatives that we want to allocate our resources toward versus everything being an incremental expense spend that, like, if the business wanted to implement something in the past, they, you know, the IT would say, well, you need to provide an additional $5, $10 million so we could bring in more contractors, where this model is much more focused and much more, you know, here's the size of the delivery teams. It's up to the business and as well as technology to come up with how are we delivering the highest value outcomes and the highest value work so that we can actually deliver on those outcomes that the business is hoping for and that IT is being measured on.
And so some organizations might call that similar to a focus on, like, more of the end product. Do you guys use that language? Is this like a product-oriented focus?
Yes, and so last year we moved for, you know, what we're calling our moving more toward that digital product team concept and digital service as well. And so as part of that, and talking about the, you know, the fixed capacity durable teams, we have assigned roles for each one of those roles on each of those digital product teams. And so, you know, you're going to have your platform engineers, your core engineers that do the development work, your business analysts, et cetera. And so, and then as part of the effort that we went through, we actually set up a certification process that we're still going through, that we're looking to certify 100% of our teams by the summer, in order so that we are providing a consistent delivery method and model in order to achieve the outcomes that I was talking about previously.
So Brian, can you talk a little bit about the role that data has played in enabling this transformation?
Okay, so some of the different data points and metrics that we're looking to focus on are things that are tied to delivery, tied to measurable outcomes, tied to being able to assign costs. And so part of that is that we would have initiative that might impact several different digital product teams. And so we know what we're driving toward the value, but then having this data all within our platform allows us to also track the costs associated with this. And so we can actually make better informed decisions in partnering with the business that says, okay, if we expect the outcome to be X and the cost is Y, is this still a valuable thing to deliver upon, as well as the timing as well? And so having this accurate data, which combines data from our agility tracking system, which is called, actually is called agility, as well as our product team measurements, as well as our digital product tracking that ties in with our CMDB, which is called LeanIX. And so having that information combined within our platform allows us, gives us a better and more holistic view of all the various metrics that we're trying to measure, and actually represent the value that IT is providing toward the company as a whole.
So, starting your TBM journey back in 2017 gave you guys a foundation that you could leverage to help execute this transformation, it sounds like.
Very much so. And and one of the things I didn't mention, one of the things that, when I started there, one of the big focus areas was on cost takeout. So part of it, part of the achievement that we were able to take out $150 million out of our technology spend in the last 3 years, part of that was from moving to this new product team model, more of the fixed durable capacity teams, but also looking at, what type of products we have in our environments, how we are spending all of the dollars, whether it's on infrastructure, security, application development, end user support, et cetera. But having all that information in a single place, as well as being able to layer on other types of metrics, like I mentioned about having agility, LeanIX, the CMDB, we get other infrastructure information from various systems. And having that, all of that information, and then turning around and being able to provide that for each of the digital product leaders on each of the different teams, so they know, like, are we running our stack efficiently? How are we breaking down the work? Are we overloading our work on tech debt remediation? Or are we actually delivering on initiatives that we committed to for the business? And having a single pane of glass, essentially, that provides all this information has been incredibly valuable for us to take the step from, total cost of ownership, efficiencies, and taking it really to that next level in order to enhance our partnership and give us more credibility with the business as well.